Look. Body, yaddy, yah. Got the feeling in my soul. Ooh, hey, work it, baby. Oh, hey. Wish I could see what I could see. Hey. Oh, hey. Ho. Oh. Hey. Come on. Bones.
Also, the image on your shirt matched your hat.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
No, it's cool.
Well, when you walked in,
it's Jason.
So when I walked in earlier, I seen him from the back. I didn't see the front.
Oh, yeah, he got the image on.
Front. Pretty dope. Pretty dope.
With a hockey, the hockey vibe. You know what I'm saying?
And he got the shoes, the mask. Match.
It makes sense.
Okay, cool. Michael.
We can't see your. You gotta probably put your foot up. You gonna have to get a kick cam in here.
A kick cam, not a camera dedicated to the kicks.
Yeah. How the bottoms look? Let me see the bottom.
You know how to, you have these.
No, I'm talking about yours. I ain't saying
you have
Ross
these.
Ross always
shoes,
trying
bro.
To do that, bro.
He
I
has. These
I didn't
shoes.
Say I didn't have them. I'm just talking about how the bottom look.
You know how they look.
I don't. Are you walking? Oh, I'm bad. Trying to figure out. Are you going anywhere?
My bad. You don't know how they look.
Well, you know he
you
has a million shoes, so you may be trying to make sure they're at least black.
Oh, Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Y'all have a million and two combined. So what are we talking about?
Combined. You trying to slight flex
exactly.
on
exactly.
Y'all have take a million and two
right.
combined.
You tried it.
A million and two.
Well, you have a million by yourself.
I choose to let you. Don't do it now. You tried to slight flex on these.
Y'all have a million and two combined. Y'all have a lot of shoes.
Take the combined out.
If I say I have a million and I say y'all have a million and two, that means y'all have more than me. Combined.
Barely.
It's not
we
barely.
Really do barely.
No, because if it was both of us, it would be 2 million. If we anywho, whatever.
I'm about to say it don't even matter. Okay.
He tried it though. It's cool. How you guys doing, man? Episode 94
happy
of the
Halloween,
ITC podcast,
it is.
Man. Happy
Halloween.
It's spooky in these streets.
Because it's gonna be dropped on Halloween, right?
Yeah. Mm. You tried it. You trying to check
oh,
it.
Oh yeah, and don't you got the new internet too?
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting real personal.
Don't you wait,
that's personal.
Is that a new iPhone? That's a new iPhone? 15,
is it?
Right?
How can you tell from that mask? You can't even see.
I can tell because see, why? Guys, I'm on the 12 Pro. I can tell by the camera.
No,
the camera
cannot.
Lenses are bigger. Yes,
this bro. Is. I put a protector
it's,
on
it's,
here.
It's bigger, bro. I know. I looked up the same specs and
take
phone
it easy on the bigger.
It's okay, man.
Ross, we know you're gonna have a 15 by next week.
No, so. I'm not.
Hey, I just have a cell phone. I don't care what
he
what
got.
Version.
The 15 Pro, y'all. It's cool. I like it.
Damn. I never tell you bright like.
I just want y'all to understand.
Just tell
I just want
business.
Y'all to understand the joke is, oh, yeah, Mr. Fancy Ross, it ain't just me.
Over an iPhone, bro? That's what you're trying to do right now? You comparing just, that because I got a new phone?
Y'all
got
to take your Halloween photo, y'all Anthem Halloween photo.
We did.
Yeah, yeah with his new
we're
phone.
We're probably going to have to take a new one.
And the camera quality is superb.
This nigga be trying it, bro.
But the camera quality, he showed me the portrait mode with the zoom out feature. He literally just before you walked in here sent me a picture of the shoes and how the detail looked. I'm like, damn.
I
have
to check that picture out. He,
the dissension is still.
No, it's not. There's no dissension here, man. Damn. I'm just. Hey, that's what, when you work hard, you deserve to get nicer things, right?
So, wait, how did y'all fence? Speaking of dissension, what did your friends think about the last pod? You know, about your friends not being real, you know?
No, I ain't saying none of my personal friends. Mm-hmm. I ain't put nobody's name out there. I didn't. I just feel like the shoe fit. Gosh,
the shoe
dog.
Foot.
Right.
If the shoe fits, somebody will wear it. No hit dog hollered. So I think,
okay,
I think if people, I think only people that would be offended by it would say something. But other than that, I mean, I don't say that to shoot any, because if I had somebody I felt some type of way for, I would communicate with them personally. I wouldn't, you know. Mm-hmm. But this helps pod. Just, you know, this helps me just broaden it, because if you do feel like you've been slacking, then hey.
Time to pick it up.
Maybe it's for you. But it's not on me. So we're not trying. You trying to start kind of, you know, she trying to get there, man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it started with the dissension. So I had to, you know.
It's not dissension.
It's really raw, bro. It's yeah,
not,
it is.
It's not dissension.
Whatever you guys are thinking, bro. Ready coming soon. Because, yeah.
not ready.
Not feel dissension.
I can feel it. And it's crazy because Maya posted an Instagram reel of her weekend in.
Yeah, I saw that. I did see that yesterday.
And I was being a hater. I ain't gonna hold you.
But none of my pictures was up there, so it didn't matter, right?
That's what I was looking. That's what you looked for, huh? You tried to see
it. Nah. Cause it literally
I mean,
up.
How would she
nah,
get the photo if they took it on his phone?
Be real, bro.
This is true.
Did you look
I'm just
to
saying.
See? Nah, cause you know how they'll just snap the crowd? Like
oh,
just
no,
crowd
no,
pictures?
No.
Oh, okay. I see.
Did
oh,
you
no.
look to see if you was gonna
I knew
be
I
in
wasn't gonna be there.
How did you know?
Because I knew, I saw the people that was taking pictures.
Bro, you could have had an elbow in there. I thought I saw your
elbow.
I wouldn't buy the stage. I keep telling you, it was packed.
I think I saw a Major in there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Major was able to go up to the stage before everybody else was.
That's what you get.
Mm. I mean, I was chilling.
I mean, it was he's a DJ, so I mean, yeah. Well known. Was it at the address?
Yeah, it was at the address.
Oh, well, shit. Of course he's going to go to the front. He DJs there all the time.
Yeah, I was just.
This makes sense. Said that's
what you I just want to know when I'm going to start getting invited to some of these. Mm. Other situations.
We still on that again?
Nah, it's just more thing. He kind of tried to flex on me early about the invitation he had.
Oh, no, that wasn't a flex. It's just I was letting you know that's why. Because I was actually going to call you to and see if you wanted to do that, but I know we planned to do the spot.
You don't.
Yeah, because it was a last minute thing.
I just want to get invitations to some of these.
To what?
It was supposed to be a private event.
Yeah, probably. Oh,
okay. Yeah, so. Mm-hmm. But I knew we were doing this. So that's why I was like,
P.E., no gym.
You stupid. I was like, we got to get the pot out because, you know, I know we wanted to try to do the Halloween episode. So I was like, yeah. But, definitely. I was like, oh, yeah, I think he would love to check this out.
Yeah, I'll pull up.
All right, well, next time if there is another private event and we're not doing nothing, because I feel like, yeah, that's cool. Probably to meet people and network and stuff like that. But at the same time, we're trying to be consistent with this.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, yeah, this is more important.
Now I understand you. Now that made sense.
Yeah.
The other one, it didn't. Anywho, and certain people can't be at some of the events.
Oh, no, new. Yeah.
No, you still be there. But I'm talking about me. Mm-hmm. But I seen them in some of her clips.
What?
Certain people at the Maya Shindig at the address.
Certain people can't be in the clips. What you mean?
In the vicinity of the event.
What you mean?
You know.
No, I really don't, actually.
I'll tell you about it later. So that way, you know, I don't want to be it on camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
certain people shouldn't be there? Who was in the clips?
Mob Ties.
Oh. Oh, I did see that as well.
You stupid.
Oh, you might as well just say it. You just said what you said.
I'm going to bleep it out. I mean, well, I really don't care, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot. I actually forgot he was there. I actually did.
How? That nigga he made sure he was in the front of one of the little.
Yeah, I forgot he was there. I think Keisha Cole is supposed to be coming up down. Because, you know, what's his name? DJ Hasi. Oh, whatnot. Shout out to him. That's, you know, Keisha Cole's official DJ.
Yep.
So,
shout out to Hasi. I remember what the homie was doing music and mm-hmm. he was at every club trying mm-hmm. to spin his track to get it out.
Yeah, now Hasi. I see he's definitely a cool person, bro.
He
look out for people, you know what I'm saying? So
especially if you're an artist serious about your music.
Yeah, he'll always show love. So he's a Keisha Cole's official DJ, and I think she's coming down here to the Thanksgiving Eve mm-hmm. for the R&B stuff that they have. And I know that's going to be back.
Oh, that's on Wednesdays, right?
Yeah, that's only on Wednesday. Okay. So I already know.
I see what's up.
Maybe you would actually go to a key. Y'all pull up.
We got a section or
nigga. It's New Year's. No, it's Thanksgiving Eve. Keisha Cole.
I ain't see.
Thanksgiving Eve, motherfuckers are not. Obviously, they are.
And they're gonna charge like $1,000 a section. So.
Well, it's more than that.
If it's for Ashanti,
you know I'm kicking it with.
How much was it for Ashanti?
It's Ross.
For Ashanti, each section minimum was like $4,000 to $5,000 minimum.
What?
That includes obviously
like,
the bottles
like
and,
to you, Ross.
And chill. That includes the bottles. That includes, I don't think it includes the hookah or anything or food. I think it's just the bottles and the number of people you have in there. But
how that's many
5,000.
Bro, we can go to the damn Rockets. Yeah.
You get a whole booth on the skybox for that. Mm-hmm. And you actually have your own personal area.
I would do that first. Would get like a shelf and all that with drinks.
Yeah, nah, that shit was.
Overseeing Keisha Cole.
And then the prices alone, the park, they were charging like 80.
Yeah.
Oh,
and even my parking guy, he was like, I wish I could help you out, but it's Ashanti. I was like, nah. So we in the parking, in the $40 parking lot.
Bro, if we
damn,
not,
y'all pay 40?
Yeah, 40.
If we not having to come together because of the second coming of Jesus, I'm not finna be paying all that.
But the drinks are
for nobody.
Because we was by the owners and shit. So that's the only positive.
But y'all still pay 40? Y'all pay for all your drinks.
Nah. Well, actually, no. Because if we would pay for all our drinks, it would have been way higher.
Didn't go to the kitchen that day, huh?
Not really. We went through the back, through the hookah area. So.
Always a way to flex.
That's not a flex, but still I mean, we went about to wait in the
he
front.
Said, we still ain't come in with you niggas.
But nah, yeah. And nah, bro,
I get it.
I mean, but it's
the politics. Because
they're paying the artists like thousands of dollars just to be there. They're not paying for nothing. So they got to recoup their money any way they can.
Hey, man, do your business how you got to do it. I ain't even gonna knock.
Oh.
When something not for me, I don't.
Yeah.
I'll talk my shit, but it really be just jokes. But get your money.
Yeah, nah.
What you was about to say?
And because I forgot that we have our elections coming up or whatnot.
Who?
And
elections are coming up.
Yeah, the elections are coming up. And yesterday, Sheila Jackson Lee popped up.
Yeah.
She popped
to the
up.
Address?
Yeah.
I can't vote for her then.
Damn. But no, it was crazy because it was. Damn. This was the older crowd during the daytime. So this is.
I can't do it, Ross.
This nigga here.
Bro. I don't want my elected leader going to the address. I'm sorry.
Well, she was just there to speak. That was it. She wasn't there. She literally spoke.
Fam, you know how many places she could speak at?
Well, she just happened to be there. So
she right next. That was right next to the medical center. You could have pulled up and Texas Children. Or,
that's true. That is true. It does look a little better if you was to go to like a hospital with kids that have like mental, not mental,
just issues and any type of
issues. Sickness. Period.
There's so many buildings.
But I get what she was doing because
she lost my vote.
Did she really? Were you even going to vote?
No.
Okay. All right.
Because this is the first year I can honestly tell you I don't even.
Well, this is mayor. Like, yeah. When you think about presidential, I don't even know what the.
It goes from the mayor to the damn. All of them. I don't know who the hell to vote for anymore. Like, I'm just like.
I ain't going to do that because it's important. Your vote does count and it does matter if you feel that way, but I'm just. I'm kind of stuck on voting because I voted for Biden strongly because of their student loans and a lot of other stuff and rhetoric. And
I mean, they are getting forgiven, just not for us. That's it.
Nailing it, coming to creep up like, hey, big head.
You thought
we was going to forget that?
First time I actually started paying back on my student loans.
Damn, really?
Yeah, I started paying back. That's because I was able to get some extra money, so. I was like, fuck it, bro.
What that mean?
Because they're going to start garnishing my wages, shit. Bro.
Bro, who said?
Government say.
Shit.
You going to have to started paying on
I already
man.
Bought my house. They should have called rich, before we bought it.
Facts.
Yeah.
Right. Even on the next one. I don't give a damn. You're going to have to catch me.
Bro, we do it. Are you sure you want to keep this part in? You don't want to cut this out?
You started it. You wanted to go down this lane.
We're going to catch you, Mr. Henry. Okay. This nigga think we... Okay.
That's that shit, bro. Just because you want to start paying yours back now.
No.
We supposed to stick this in together.
I was trying, bro.
You can, bro. If all of us stick together. They can't get all of us.
You know what's crazy? I think the homie Joe, shout out to the homie Joe. I think he paid his all off.
Yeah, that's dope.
I think he paid his all off.
I have different responsibilities than
Joe. No kids, no nothing.
This is true. I mean, I think he paid his all off.
Hey,
so.
That's cool.
Nah, and I'm happy for him. I'm happy he was able to do that. That's
cool.
That's awesome.
But you're going to have to catch me, fam. What? Half of these niggas ain't even doing what their degree is.
This is true.
You think I'm going to pay? Bro, that, man, I got so, fuck it.
Yeah, man. So I don't know.
These niggas be
because I
bus
got approved
with
to get
science degrees.
20,000 removed. I got approved for it, so I would only owe like maybe 10,000.
I need the whole thing to be wiped off.
They once you had to fill out that form and all right, I got approved. We were waiting. They didn't approve the bill, so only certain people. Obviously, I think they said
foreigners.
I think people
disabilities.
With disabilities. They get a chance at getting theirs. Forgiven and whatnot.
I feel a little.
I think shit. Honestly, the people in the medical field.
But I don't
want to
be.
Yeah, don't.
I think the people in the medical field, like the surgeons and stuff like that, they don't even get their
that's
forgiven.
What I'm saying,
I'm like
bro.
Damn, that's kind of fucked up. They're saving lives. They will forever be in debt.
And you can't have forgiven.
They probably feel like they make too much money for that. But they make millions.
No, but shit, they student loans be.
No, their student loans be.
Some of them doctors and stuff be just okay with paying forever.
Yeah, they know they will never pay it off.
Because med school and all that and residency, you got to pay a lot of money. So
upwards to sometimes $500,000 in debt.
I feel like if you're a public servant and you in the medical field and stuff like that, bro, that should automatically be something that you can do. It's like some type of incentives or something. Maybe there is, and I don't know, but.
Because I think there's some places where if you work at a certain place for long enough, they'll forgive them.
Depending on how many lives you save and lose.
No, bro.
Not seriously, bro.
That.
You better work hard.
I think it's for some programs, if you stay with the program and complete it, and then if you stay at a certain branch or whatever, they have some incentives where they'll forgive your loans, depending on how long you're there. But, once again, I still just think if you go through the process... Because we know some people that are going through the medical field and how time consuming and how
it's a scam, bro.
How long they be there to learn the stuff they need to learn. I do think there should be some type of compensation where it's like, all right, yeah, I finally reached my end goal, and I'm a surgeon, I'm a whatever I am, I'm doing, but I shouldn't have to be worrying about $200,000 plus loans that I got to pay back.
And that's crazy you said, because I think one of the black guys sentenced in the House, and if I'm misquoting, just look it up somewhere in there. This guy had $200,000+ in student loans, he's against the forgiveness program, but he was loaned $200,000 to pay his off by somebody. So he don't even have any student loans because he was able to get his forgiven in a way.
So he's against it being forgiven altogether
for everybody else.
But he's okay with getting it from somebody else and getting his.
That's just what it is, though. That's stupid.
You know. I feel like if you are able to put money towards all out of all seriousness, do that. That's cool. But bro, they be wanting you to go to school, rack up all these loans and stuff like that, just for you to come out and get a job paying $35,000. You know, and it don't even be matching up.
Yeah.
You know, you can't pay me this and then I'm this much in debt.
That's how, you know, they keep things in perspective, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, we go there. They want real you. Scary.
I mean, it is scary hours. So if we don't show up on the, there ain't no next episode, well, we, Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to pay for shit and you revealing too much shit. We got something for you niggas.
Hey, at least I'm going to get this pot out. That's all right. Tell my story.
Delete the video off YouTube.
We're going to get it out there.
Nisha going to have to put it out. It's up to you, Nisha, to finish our work.
We'll tell everybody to repost before they take it down.
For sure.
Nah, they're good for that. But nah, man, on a serious note, without us getting taken away, I want to stay here for as long as I can. What's new, man?
Shit.
Halloween is getting real scary out here.
It's getting cold, and I'm glad.
Bro, I seen the funniest clip this morning on Twitter of a dude was doing the... I don't know if it was the same guy that did the voiceover for the full one that we failed.
Super 14K.
But yeah. It sounded like him. But so homies put a ghost costume on a drone.
Oh, shit, for real?
And it was flying it by people. I'm like, bro, that's the funniest.
Oh, shit. Even though it's messed up.
Because it's floating technically. Yeah. It's like, and then they wait until people like walking at night and groups of people just like by the bus stop.
Oh my God.
And they flying a drone to people. And I'm talking about, bro, I'm dying.
I'm not going to lie, y'all. I would be terrified.
Yeah,
for sure. Like, it ain't your normal.
Yeah. No, hell no. I would think it's aliens or shit coming down.
Shit, man. I don't know what I would do, bro. I'd probably lose all hold of my balls.
You and the balls.
Man, your balls shouldn't go away when you scared. You never got scared of getting the ass whooping. You just let, like, just, I can't.
I gotta be scared as hell. Like, I gotta literally.
I just accepted my fate. I knew what was coming. I was one of those kids. Like, I would get scared, but I'm like, I'm here now.
Badass.
No, there ain't no badass. Nah, bro.
That's because you ain't got that whooping.
I've gotten the whooping, bro.
Like that.
If you've ever been whooped with a switch after getting out the tub butt ass naked, I don't want to hear it, bro.
Oh, yeah, shit.
You probably don't want to.
Bro, I got stories mind, and bro. Stuff I've been through.
We're going to get a therapist here.
And I love my grandma to death, but you know, that's old school. Switches and stuff. Yeah. I think it was, this is what pissed me off. I love you, grandma. I love you so much.
Yeah, so
this is what pissed me off, bro.
Before he tell the story.
I have to say that because I was so mad. So I didn't get in trouble because of my grades. I was honor roll student. This is in elementary. So I had all A's, 1B, all A's.
He rolled in honor. All right.
So
he's stupid.
It wasn't because of that. It's because my conduct. So
I would have. Yeah, that was the second part.
Yeah, the second part. So the satisfactory. Satisfactory. I would have a couple satisfactory. I'm like, cool. And then I saw a P. And I was like, that's poor. Poor conduct. And then I think I had a U. Unsatisfactory. And I was like, oh shit.
The P was the worst one though, I want to say.
Not the U was unsatisfactory.
I thought it was ESUP.
I think it could have been.
Satisfactory, unsatisfactory, and P.
Yeah, I had both. So it didn't really matter. Yeah. So my mind, I was like, well, see, I got all A's. You know what I'm saying? So she may let me slide or whatever when she
grandma?
My report. Yeah, because at that time I was staying with my grandma. So, because my school was closer to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, she probably won't get too mad.
Right.
Because it's like, I mean, I'm doing good. I'm top of my class,
and
bro.
She's around probably what age around this time?
It had to be in like 50s, bro.
Okay.
She was like maybe early 50s or whatever. So
my grandma. She too in tune.
Yeah, she's in tune. So I show her a report card. We eat dinner. I think I remember what I had. It was spaghetti that night. It was cool.
You know it sparked something.
So
what you ate.
She was like, all right, good grades, the conduct. I was like, I'm sorry, grandma. You know, and teachers be tripping.
Not I'm sorry, grandma.
He said so, teachers be tripping.
He knew his fate.
I knew my fate, but I didn't know how bad it was going to be.
Because you thought when on a roll, you was at least going to be
Yeah.
Just a good talking to.
Yeah, yeah. So ate dinner. Everything's normal, bro. Everything's cool. Like, you know, I had got me some juice, extra juice. Like, it was cool. I'm happy, bro. I take my bath, whatever. I'm having a real good time. I'm like, all right. You know, it's about bedtime. So, usually, if she going to whoop me, she going to whoop me usually before dinner. That's how it always was. So, I knew.
So, you can eat good after that.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm about to go to bed. And at the time, I don't think the doorknob in the bathroom had a lock on it. This is an old house, so it didn't really have like a lock on it.
And you don't need to lock nothing in here?
Yeah, that's exactly what she was saying. So,
trust me.
So she came in there. I had just got out the shower. I'm like, hey, grandma, I'm still in here. And all I saw was a switch just start swinging. And I'm like, hey, what are you doing?
In the shower?
Like, lady, no, as soon as I stepped out the tub, she started whipping me.
The crazy thing is her timing. The fact that she knew.
Damn.
So she heard when that water went off.
It's like she must have stood by the door and waited for the water to cut off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, no. He thought he was swimming. So I'm getting whooped with a switch, bro. And I'm just I'm screaming. I'm like, grandma, what are you doing?
And
she, I told you, getting back. I'm like, grandma made all A's. What are you doing?
Why are you getting a whooping? You having a conversation? God.
Bro, because I'm like, yo, stop. So at this point, I'm running. Yeah. Mind you, I don't have enough time to put no clothes on, right. Bro, or nothing. So I'm running away from my grandma.
With no clothes.
With no clothes. And my go-to method whenever I got a whooping with my grandma was run to the garage, open up the garage, and run out. Because she would never chase me outside.
Right.
So... I was desperate times called for desperate measures, bro. I had to open up the garage, and luckily none of the kids in the cul-de-sac was outside. They were inside.
You ran out ass naked.
I ran out the curb.
Was it cold outside?
Nah, but I mean, it was cold in relatively when you hop out the tub. But yeah. I'm running around.
I would have ass whooping. You get warm real quick.
Butt ass naked, bro. Away. My grandma, chill. Stop it. Like, what are you doing?
With no towel or nothing.
Just...
This nigga Ross almost caught a case for
bro. So
public nudity.
I stood out there for a little bit. She's like, "You gotta come back in here." I was like, "She's right. I do gotta come back in. I'm not about to stand out here, see these neighbors come out here. Some people that I'm, you know."
Well, you lucky they ain't had cameras back then.
If they were, like, oh, it would have been. Jesus.
He would have went viral.
Yeah, they probably would have called CBS. they definitely would have called CBS. So I go back in there.
Round two.
Nah, she was like. You put your clothes on and go to bed. And I'm in there. I'm crying because I'm mad. I'm embarrassed, even though no one saw it.
You don't know that.
I hope no one saw it. But no one mentioned it to me when I went out to play the next day. So I was like, all right.
Bro, I was eating, bro, and I saw your ass. I thought I was tripping.
But it made me so mad. And that's when I was like, mama, I can't stay over here no more. Like, I gotta stay with you because I can't do this.
Like, grandma's still in the slavery days.
Yeah, like, grandma whooped me and ran me out the house butt-ass naked. Like, what are we doing?
it's those conversations.
But I know your mama. She came and got you next day, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, she does.
she did not play about her baby boy.
Like, I was like, okay.
That's what I was about to say. Parents don't play about their kids when they feel like anybody, even their parents, their own parents went too far.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, they'll be like, all right, but you ain't have to do all that.
Then you see the argument between the moms. Yeah. And like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I used to like arguments between my dad and, like, my uncles and stuff.
Because
I used to be like, damn, what's about to happen?
What kind of dark-ass shit you liked it?
Nah.
This nigga here, bro.
I'm saying because, you know, my dad was a fighter coming up. And some of my uncles used to thought they were just the baddest things walking. But my dad was always so cool. He's the funny guy. So when you would see him, he always chilling and laughing. But he didn't play about, you know, when things got serious, he didn't play. Like, he had a very short temper for, like, bullshit. And I rarely could tell you as a grown man how many times I see my dad argue, like with other grown men.
Yeah.
Like he didn't. It's like, what are we gonna do? That was literally it. I've seen my dad in quite a few fights, and this nigga didn't. He just got up and said, "All right, like what are we finna do? Like we ain't finna sit here and argue. Mm-hmm. We're not finna sit." So when we go around some family, a lot of my family, they like to turn up and drink. Mm-hmm. So when some of the uncles would get lit, you know, they get loose off the juice, and you be wanting to kind of say things to everybody. And I remember one day my dad was like, "All right, anybody trying to hear all that?" to one of my uncles. And he was like, "What? What'd you say, nigga?" And then my dad said, "We ain't trying to hear all that." And he said, "Man, I come over there." And my dad got up and the whole family just, it took everybody to come in between them two to stop them from going. And I'm just sitting there like, boy, if I had some popcorn, I'm like, man, what's up?
You here, bro.
I got cotton candy on daddy, bro.
He finna, cotton he candy tag. On daddy. You stupid, bro.
Yeah, I had my own WWE live events as a kid. But he, I mean, I'm talking about my pops is cool, chill. He never bothered. He always relaxed. You met him. He's kicking. So to even imagine him now back then is weird now. But it just shows you how much they change. And it's a blessing, and it's also irritating because now with my kids, they got the most patience in the world. Even when my kids be cutting up, they be like, "Oh, don't worry about that. They just kids." I'm like, well, I wasn't no kid back in 96, 97 when I broke this and so on. So you didn't give a damn back then. But now as grandparents, they just...
Oh, yeah, they're super relaxed.
They get to today's grandparents. Apparently, it wasn't like that.
Nah,
I was getting ass whooping down the street.
Nope. Yeah, I mean, it happens, man. I'm once again, all because I got P's and U's and conduct, man, bro.
So don't get P's and... Well, I don't even think they give out P's anymore.
Do they do the conduct stuff? Like, they still give out a...
Yeah, but I don't see E's and all that no more.
Those like PV and...
What the fuck?
Nah, that's like... And- that's not... That's like your... how you progressing and developing as far as in...
Different. I don't even see conduct anymore.
So they don't.
Oh, you know what? They send home like the folders, and it's a smiley face or like a
note. They send daily. They send daily conduct.
Oh, daily. Oh,
yeah. So and we done got a few of them where.
Yeah, we've had a lot of those.
Couldn't
talking in class.
Daily. Yeah, I couldn't. Do
very
the daily.
Talkative. We get that a lot.
Yeah, I could not do the daily. I would have got whipped.
I'd be like, damn, what the hell are we talking about? What is we talking about?
There's a lot of talk about when you were a kid in this day and age.
Talk about this learning.
Yeah, talk about your learning. That's what you need to talk about. Pay attention to the teacher. Stop talking to everybody.
Who do you say has gotten the most? I think Isaiah gotten way more write ups.
Hell, last semester, last year,
oh, that nigga was on the roll
every day. Every day,
every day.
Yeah, bro, but I mean, but the thing is, he kept A's. Like Isaiah is a straight A student, but he stay having some damn note on his folder every day.
Sounds like me when I was young.
It's always, it's always somebody doing something to him.
Yeah, man. That's,
of course,
man,
that's you, the starter pack.
Come on, man, kids.
I was just sitting watching.
Yeah, man, that's
I'd
literally.
Like,
what
I'd be like, damn, like, can't anybody do nothing to you every day? Like, stop. It got to be a different excuse. Yeah. Something else happened.
Hey, man. Man, I don't know, man.
Some days he just don't show you the folder and you forget.
Yeah, and then you look at it 2 days later and it's like, wait, what happened Tuesday and Wednesday?
We done already got you. We done already had fun this weekend.
Yeah, you done play the game with daddy. You stream with him and all that. And after that, you, man. Boom. No,
I feel your pain, man.
I'll be getting re-mad for the week before the weekend.
Like, damn, we should have saw this.
I feel your pain, Isaiah.
Like right now. So right now we're on the streak with them because their birthday is the next week. Well, Mariah's is this weekend coming. Isaiah's is next weekend.
Nobody's deserving of it right now.
So we told them that they don't deserve a birthday party. So right now they're both in the light of not getting a party right now. If they can show us within the next 6-7 days that
48 hours
that they can do something, then we'll go ahead and proceed. I told her, I said, if there's any party, mommy's not sending any invites after Wednesday. So you have.
That never works though. Nisha be capped. Nisha came.
So it's gonna be.
I can hold it down.
She has 2 days. She has 2 days.
I can hold it down.
Nisha, you already have it planned.
Exactly.
You know. I'm waiting for that invitation. I'm waiting. Okay.
Well, I can hold it down. My birthday's Monday, so we're gonna do something.
Look, you just said
this Sunday.
You just
if
said
we
you're
were
gonna
do
be,
something. If
we're, Nisha, whatever.
We are. She already let it be known. Yeah, we know. Yeah, we know.
Now I gotta be looking at it as a sad ass dad who wasn't the one wanted to do something.
Yeah. Well,
I'm trying to put my foot down.
I still remember that day. She got in trouble. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that. I'll tell her this when she gets older. Yeah, we had just finished recording.
No, it was in the middle of y'all recording. You stopped your recording.
Yeah,
you know, that's what I said.
Because I was on the phone with the teacher while you were recording. Mm-hmm. And then I had went in the room and finished the conversation. Bruh. And then as I was walking out, I said, wait, Warren, you got to hear this. And then that's when y'all, you was like, hold on.
She had made me so mad. She made me go get the belt.
Yeah.
And I didn't even have to swing at her, bro. She was begging like a Negro slave. I ain't going to do this no more.
Bro, I hurt.
I didn't even have to whoop her, dog.
You never whoop her either. So it was like, bro, that's probably another reason why she was so hurt. She was like, daddy's.
No, I was hurt because what you was doing, like, my thing is respect. You don't be in no classroom disrespecting the teacher. Mm-hmm. You don't ever. To an adult, you show respect. Now, if it's anything showing otherwise, that's why we teach them to have a strong understanding of their surrounding and what's going on. If you know a teacher is off and it's something about their vibe that's not right, come talk to us. Mm-hmm. Talk to another adult, an assistant principal, or somebody else. There's always somebody there that makes you feel comfortable to talk to them. And if, damn it, you know to come talk to us. Because, bro, we be batting for our kids, bro. Oh, yeah. We be ready to call. We be ready to pull up to the school over everything.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, just to make sure stuff is right, because we know how it can be dealing with a bunch of kids in the class. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure ours isn't being a part of that problem.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to have that issue here. It's a bunch of kids already that teachers have to deal with. And I pray for them daily. But sometimes it can be the teacher.
Yeah.
So that's why I try to make it to where we have this, you know, open, you know, policy where, hey, come talk to us. Yep. Let us know what's going on at all times. Don't lie to me.
That's
number one.
That's
because
the main thing.
It's hard for me to trust your word now.
Yeah.
If I go up there looking crazy and they're like, oh, no, we got footage. Actually, there's such and such people said that your child was, just don't make me look crazy like that.
Yeah.
If we can do that, we cool. So just to know that she was the one, and this was a sweet teacher that she had. I mean, this teacher was, but she had got a little besides herself. And once when I was hearing that phone call, like, fam, we just was doing this and this and this.
Oh,
for you.
Yeah.
Thinking you being the best person ever. You know, every day they get in the car, I'm high school today. Oh, good, great.
Well, the problem
I'm starting
with that
to feel
was
stupid on all that.
For that teacher specifically, she was like, she was so sweet and nice that she didn't want to call it. So she was saying that it had been multiple incidents that happened.
It had been a while.
And it had been a while to where it started accumulating. And she was like, man, I had to call you because
it's not even like her.
And she said it's happened so much that it made me like, okay, well. And it was like 8 o'clock when she called me too. So I was like,
yeah, it was late.
I was like, why is she calling me so late? She's like, I'm so sorry for calling so late. She's like, I just got out of she had conferences or something. Mm-hmm. And she was like, but yeah, it was tough.
Well, somebody that cares, a teacher that cares.
Yeah.
If they ain't care, then it'll be like, all right, whatever.
Well, I can tell you that was the only conversation we had that year.
For sure.
She didn't get in trouble no more. I think she still ain't got in trouble since then. Mariah's been like, great.
Good. And it usually takes one. Cause I've never heard Mariah. I've heard Isaiah get whooping.
He's
So I was like,
normal Tuesday.
But Mariah, though, she was. The fear of God was in that room, bro. And I hear you swing or nothing. It was just the fear,
bro.
Of God,
I was hot, fam. It was like almost like let down. And I think more than just the whooping, I just think she don't like when she let me down or like let us down. Like when
for sure.
I felt so like, damn, I thought you was doing good this whole time and you've been messing up like to the level of what it was. I was like, yeah, bro, like all that shit daddy's daughter did.
Yeah.
That's out the window right now. You finna catch some action.
Cause
you know, it's like, we're not raising you to be like that. And just in general, like you spare the rod, you spoil the child. Like people nowadays got to realize like we communicate with our children and it depends on your child too. Like you can communicate with your children. Like, there's nothing wrong with having conversation and stuff like that, but they need some type of consequences. They need to be pulled back from the cell phones. They need to be pulled back from the TV. You know, it's just, sometimes people punish them by going to their room. Shit, I go to my room too in 2023.
Yeah,
I got the Xbox, PlayStation, PC.
TV. Well, my mom, you know, once tech started getting better, my mom was taking all that away. And that shit, boy, that shit.
But could you imagine them trying to do that shit now? I mean, I could change the password before my mom and them figure out what to do, and I'll be unlocking my Wi-Fi before they even get out of my room. Oh, it's locked. Okay.
Like the kids, funny because last night they had just found out that we have access to cut off their internet, so they were trying to watch TV, and their bedtime is 9:30.
Yeah.
So they were like, "Well, okay, we're gonna just go upstairs, and when 9:30 hits, we'll cut the TV off." I said, "Okay, just go upstairs." I said, "It's okay, we'll just cut your internet off at 9:30."
And then they stopped, turned around, was like, well, wait, what do you mean? You can do that?
He was like, yeah.
She was like, yeah, we can. And they look like, I was like, don't worry. And she was like, how do you do it? And I was like, don't worry about all that. Yeah, just go ahead.
Because one along. Day they were going to figure it out. Like,
oh, they are. Just so for now, we still got them. But,
yeah.
Lil Wild is not going to be like that. But yeah. I'm glad they still so green to a lot of the stuff that be going on and, you know, some of the things. Even though I know they school with other kids, I still like the fact that they still have that innocence.
Yeah, keep that as long as you possibly can. So,
because some people out here, he about to get into it.
Nah, I wasn't about to get into nothing, man. But I wanted to ask you, have you ever been, since it is, you know, Halloween episode, have you ever had a situation where, like, when you got to that age where you could stay by yourself? Like, we all, you know, as kids, we're like, oh, man, we feel like we adults. We, you know what I'm saying? Granted, we ain't pay for none of the food or anything else in there.
Not.
But we still feel like, hey, we run the household right now until the parents get back home. Has there ever been, like, a situation where you, like, by yourself and you, like, you heard something or you saw something creepy that kind of freaked you out a little bit?
Yeah, I think I was at the crib by myself. I forgot how old I was. And, it had to be like eighth grade, ninth grade.
Yeah, that's that prime time.
One of them.
By yourself. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I want to say I was in the room and I was coming out and I think the mop, it was a mop or a broom that had fell. But I lost my life, bro. Like, I must have ran to the room. You know how you do that look that.
What was that?
And you do that long ass stare, bro. I darted to the room and I closed the door and I just
stayed in there.
I didn't want to tell my mom because I wanted to always stay by myself.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to.
Like, man, I want to stay by myself, so I didn't want to mess it up. But shit, at that moment, I didn't really give a damn. But it wasn't like it was no cell phone that I could call.
Yeah.
But it probably was a. You never know what it was that kicked them off.
Yeah. I mean, this nigga thinking of rational reasons.
Probably was a rat or something.
Yeah, right.
You never know what, you know.
I think my mom used to always tell me, because I was always afraid of scary movies, but I would still end up be like peeking to watch.
Mm-hmm.
You used
to be watching scary movies all the time.
Yeah, now I'm not. Fucking, it's whatever. Yeah. But a lot of times I'm laughing at them because it's just quite hilarious how people end up in situations. But I remember this is when The Ring came out, the movie Ring. And I remember.
Oh, with the TV?
Yeah. So my mom had rented the movie from Blockbuster. I'll never forget this, bro. My mom had rented a movie from Blockbuster. She told me, she said, Michael, I already know you.
I love the Michaels.
Do not watch. You don't need to be watching this movie because you know how you get. Because back then it used to be so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I would get sick, bro. Yeah. I would throw up.
Oh, my God.
I would be so scared because I would.
Right. Wait a minute. Dog.
Yes, bro. I've thrown up from the movie It, the original one, the TV show.
That, I can't get that one.
Because we had the same type of tub.
Don't side with this nigga, bro.
Nah, we had the same type of tub that old dude died in. We had the exact same tub. So
if Ross was that type of kid,
and
bro.
I got so sick, bro, and I fucking threw up.
You
know,
I believe it. Because
I would have bad nightmares, bro. So. And my mom was like, nah, you ain't sleeping in me. You gonna stay in there because I told you not to watch the movie. So Ring comes out. And I'm like, man, that shit ain't scary.
Parenting 101.
Yeah.
You've been a deal with
it. Yeah, no, that's exactly what my mom, because she would tell me, you didn't listen. Now you your ass is scared. So you gonna sleep in that bedroom, turn on your lava lamp, and go to bed.
The
lava lamp didn't help sometimes. So
that all, nigga, shit. I don't give a fuck how much light in here. If I'm scared, I'm scared.
So she watching a movie in the living room.
You said by yourself though, like,
huh?
I got a bunch of them stories. You said by yourself.
No, I'm getting to it. So watch the movie when I'm not watching it, but I can hear it in the living room. So I'm peeking. I should be asleep. This is like a weekend. I'm peeking, watching it through the crack, and I'm getting kind of creeped out, but I'm still watching it. So I know the premise of the movie,
right?
And you know, when after 7 days you get a phone call, blah, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And the TV static. And we had one of them old school TVs that would do that, right?
Right.
So after seeing the movie, I was freaked out. I was scared, had nightmares. Hey, mom, can I sleep with you? I told your ass not to watch it. Go in there. So after all that happened, I think there was one day my mom had to work late. It was, I think it may have been a Friday night, bro. So I'm by myself, chilling, man. You know what I'm saying? Having a good time. You know, I'm like, man, I'm about to hop on the N64, whatever I had.
Right.
Some other console
good times,
I had.
Good times.
I kid you not. The TV turned on, bro.
Niggas trying to put it on channel 3?
Did it turn on or did it... I think the TV static. Just randomly. Because I had it on channel 3. That's, you know, the user, the game, whatever. The
input.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then it static.
You know.
And I was like, wait, what? Because I just saw the movie. I was like, oh, wait. I accidentally watched the movie. Oh, no. Bro, I was freaking the fuck out. Because it's static. Because I was like, yo. So I turned it off. I turned the TV off. I don't know if the man upstairs was playing a joke on me to teach me a lesson, to listen to my mom. But it turned back on it staticked again.
I would have lost my shit.
So I turned it off. I unplugged it. I'm calling my mama, bro. She at work. And I'm like, mama, I'm sorry. I'm damn near crying. I watched the movie. I shouldn't have watched it. Something wrong with the TV. She's like, boy, if you don't get off my damn phone.
I'm at work.
I'm at work. Sweet. I told you I was not to watch it. You just probably seeing stuff.
Survive.
I will deal with it when I get home. Just go in the room. But I must have stayed in that room, and I didn't come out until my mom came in there. And I was like, something wrong with the TV. She turned on TV. TV was fine.
You was hallucinating.
Bro, and when but that's the thing. Our TV our TV was messed up, so it would sometimes do that. But that was the first time it did it, and then it would start doing it.
That's a terrible time for that to be.
Bro.
So did you learn your lesson?
No, I didn't.
Oh. I don't feel sorry for you then.
Obviously, all the scary movies, somebody go see them.
Yeah. I wish the phone would have rang on your ass. You would have lost your shit.
There's another movie. This time I was at my dad's, and my dad, he didn't give a damn. I was able to listen to shout out to my dad. I was able to listen to music with curse words. He was cool with it. So you know, I was able to see some movies I wasn't supposed to see, like on some like rated R or whatever. So I think this movie called Darkness Falls. It's about you know how they have like they turn like those little old folks lore stories, like those the good little stories, but they have a dark twist.
Yeah.
It's about the Tooth Fairy. And basically Tooth Fairy would pretty much if you turn off the lights, she could kill you. The only way she couldn't kill you is if there's lights on. So that automatically amplified my fear of the dark. I shouldn't have watched it. But my dad, he was watching it. So I was up watching it with him. Boy, when I say once again, end up getting sick because I was so scared. So I threw up. But it fucked with me so bad to the point that anytime my teeth was getting loose.
This nigga here, bro.
I didn't want my teeth to fall out.
This nigga Ross.
So I was trying to keep my teeth in. So,
you was gluing your teeth back?
No, I was just like when my tooth would get loose, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Stop eating. Nigga wouldn't eat no more.
So it was because my mom, she used to do this cool thing where she, anytime my tooth would come out, I would just put it on my pillow and she would give me money. You know what I'm saying?
Why did you say this cool thing? Like we all didn't have that same.
I mean,
why did he try to seclude himself?
She was
my mom would do this cool thing where
she was hooking your boy up. Sometimes it would be money, sometimes it would be gifts. I was like, damn, Tooth Fairy is lit. So at one point I knew what it was, but it's
he tried to make it seem like he the only one that got something.
Man, that shit was cool, bro. You know, I was balling back then. So it would get to the point because she knew that. Because I was like, yeah, my tooth about to come out, or one of my teeth about to come out. She was like, all right, cool. But
it wasn't cool no more.
It wasn't cool no more. And I was like, I didn't want that motherfucker to come out because I ain't trying to have what's her name to come get me. You know what I'm saying? That's so it was to the point where my mom noticed it. She's like, boy, if you don't let that tooth fall out, and I had to tell her why I ain't want the tooth to fall out. And she, this is why you shouldn't be watching those scary movies. She ended up calling my dad.
Yeah, I know. About to say that next. Dad. Damn it, boy, that's why I told your ass.
Why you tell her this?
You snitching? God. Wait till you come back out here.
Oh, my God, bro.
That's so hilarious, man.
Nah, that.
That is hilarious. Yeah, but, bro, I had, when we talk about, my fear of Chucky.
Oh, yeah.
So
that movie fucked me up, too. I threw up.
I used to have the, in our first house, I used to have the middle room. So my room was actually, I think, like a den. So it was no door. Like all the rooms, you had to go through my room in order to get to my parents' room, my other sister's room. And my middle sister room was in the front, but she had a door. But you you can see the living room. Mm-hmm. Like I could see out the black, pitch black in the living room and all that. So I hated sleeping in that room. I would always sleep with my mom and dad. So I was an advocate in their bed because I just had the open access. Like shit, if somebody robbed us, I'm the first nigga. You know. So I actually wonder why now I had that room. Like, hey, take him. He the lightest one. But fam, Chucky wasn't supposed to be watching Chucky.
He's always wasn't supposed to be watching something.
I don't know what it was, bro. I don't like dolls and shit that's just freakish fast. Mm-hmm. And you remember Chucky when he would run, he would just be quick as shit.
Yeah.
I hated that shit. So, bro, one night, man, I could have sworn I heard something in the kitchen. And I'm talking about, I was trying not to go in the room with my mom and dad.
Yeah.
And in that, and I had to have that door open. So, I mean, the living room, the kitchen, everything.
Just open.
It's just darkness in there.
Nightmare fuel.
When I tell you, I don't know why the cover felt like a shield, like a protective shield, like an armor shield or something. I was drenched in sweat with that cover over my head. And I made a little pocket hole to be able to breathe. Mm-hmm. Bro, every little noise, I was just... And I'd just be under the covers, just bro. I'm talking about.
Oh, and then baby Warren.
When it got too much, I was like, "Man, fuck this! I'm going in the room." My mom and dad already like, "Come on, come on." But that was. I think one year one of my sisters actually got a Chucky doll.
Oh, and they knew.
And my sisters were savages. Bro.
That's fucked
my,
up.
My
bro.
Middle sister, she
that's messed up, bro.
She was a savage, bro. They just did shit to
That's so
low.
Yeah, no, it's very low.
Next time I see them, y'all ain't no good.
Yeah, no,
they like, what you talking
tell
about,
them.
Ross?
Definitely tell them.
Nah, y'all ain't no. That's cold, bro.
Need to get a therapist so I can unpack this right way.
You got some unpacking to do.
That's, not just on the pod, but
that's cold as hell, bro.
This is the type of stuff. You know, that's why I like happy things. Like, I'm like, man, get me off the. I can't do the scary movies.
I get it.
And I mean, I can watch it, like, especially now as an adult, but I don't know. It's just something about it. I just be like, man, it's enough killing going on. I don't want my entertainment to be more of this. Let me get the fantasy shit. Cause
I don't know when I was able to just watch them. And I think when life hits you, like, when you experience life, that's when I was like, there's a lot more things to be afraid of than Monster over here. For me, it was more so, you know, I started thinking about other things that I wanted to accomplish. So at that point, then it was like, nah, I'm not afraid of certain movies. I'm not afraid of the dark, anything like
Macaulay
that.
Macaulay Culkin.
I'm not afraid anymore. Yeah.
You hear that?
Yeah. So that's it got to that point. But at that time, just as a child, being innocent, not knowing anything else other than just certain things you see and hear. Nah, that Ring shit. And it was on VHS.
Ring was scary, bro. That was a little.
Yeah, got it from Blockbuster.
And we all had the movie, them TVs too. That did the little.
It would just turn on randomly, bro.
Yeah, nah, I'm good, bro.
Or you remember the Halloween episode, the Family Matters Halloween episode with the dummy?
Yeah,
that shit.
The little Urkel.
Yeah, that shit used to creep me out. It scared me that episode. Never forget that episode was on. I was at my grandma's house, and. All of a sudden, it was storming that night.
Mm-hmm.
But then it started. Once I watched that episode, I wasn't even trying to watch it. It was just on.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh,
and you
crap.
Think it's Family Matters too? So
yeah, but I knew that episode because you know I had the same fear of like dolls and Chucky and stuff like that, nigga. All of a sudden, the lights start going out and it's just thundering, lightning outside, and the house shook. And I was like, oh, man, I'm about to get got.
Take me to the king.
My grandma, she don't play that. Yeah, she was like, shit your ass down. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm going to beat
you and that dummy.
Yeah.
You two dummies.
I was like, grandma, I'm scared. Like, well, you shouldn't be watching. That was always the response. You shouldn't have
been watching this. Just give me a damn hug.
That's all I needed. But she was like, no, take your ass in that room and lay down. I was like, what?
Go drink some water.
So I don't have any scary stories as far as like.
No, you do.
Well, but the thing is.
Tales from the hood.
Shut up.
What up, cuz?
Right?
My only thing was one day I was at home and my brothers used to mess with me a lot. So they're they were terrible. So they used to like put me upside down in the laundry basket.
What?
And push me in the closet and close the door.
Why would they put you upside down?
That's why it's like Warren be laughing at me, but now he knows I got it bad because I don't like being confined.
It's not funny, but I'd be laughing.
She got traumatized.
I still have it now. Like I can't.
She can't be smothered in.
Like I do it now. It's like I'm trying to like get it. I'm still trying to get over it now. It's better.
Bro, I put the covers over her one day, bro. And she about lost her damn mind. I'm like, Nisha, what the hell is wrong with you?
I don't like it. She got triggered. It's definitely a trigger. So it's like I can see where your trauma comes from because I definitely have trauma. Like I can't be confined. Like if we was in here too long and we was in a corner and y'all was in front of me, I just the claustrophobic. Can't. I get the trigger.
I didn't think I was claustrophobic until I got a CAT scan one day.
Oh yeah, yeah. And, that definitely hit me recently.
They'd be like, "Don't sit still." Like,
that's a new fear of mine.
Cause what do you mean go in this thing and be?
And it's loud too.
Yeah, you just you can't move and all
that. Bruh, I recently had to do that because I thought I was gonna be fine. Like I was like, all right.
They do that shit just to throw it on the bill. Oh, let's do this.
Yeah, I thought they run that
100K.
It ain't that much. Keep me whatever I got there.
I don't know. I think you get a CAT scan, it'd be like at least $7,000 on there.
Nah, it's expensive, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know the number.
I saw the breakdown.
An anesthesiologist just to get what I got for the pregnancy, the epidural and stuff, that damn bill by itself was like $7,000. Just to get one damn shot.
Yep.
What?
But for some reason, we keep having kids, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. But
this the real scary stuff. The movie, the stories, all that ain't even scary.
Real life.
The scary part. Real life is scary.
That's cool.
Hey, yep. I mean, you not, you know, you make it look easy, you know.
Yeah, shit. It's scary.
That's a horror movie right there.
No, it is. But we did have a few topics to get to before we ended. I love when we just able to kick it.
Mm-hmm.
But there has been some craziness going on in the social media world. So we are going to throw our opinions on that before we end it briefly.
Mm-hmm.
apparently, so there is this clip.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, I want to play.
Okay.
And I showed Nisha this earlier.
Oh yeah.
I think it's fake.
What?
But it's apparently a ex NBA players.
Oh yeah, that was tough.
I think it was Josh Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
His wife was recording him finding out that she had an OnlyFans.
When she was recording it?
She was recording their argument. Like, I guess apparently he found out that she had one. And so she started recording herself as he's finding out, all right, after he found out about her having one. So I'm going to go ahead and play this.
Okay.
Wait, no, no, no. Calm. You're not gonna say fuck me or that's fucked up. It's not fucked up.
Recording me with the fucking door.
Listen, it's not fucked up, and we're going to. Okay, look.
Wow.
So I have an OnlyFans page, and he's mad because he's just now finding out about it.
Of course, I'm mad. I'm just finding out about it.
I'm not doing it with anybody but myself. So why should I have to tell you my choice, my body, my body, my fucking choice?
My choice, my body.
Joe, I've been talking to you about mad things. I've been asking for solutions to shit. You're not giving me none, so I created one.
That's no solution. Not in my book.
You knew who the fuck I was when you met me.
Before.
Oh, damn.
Before,
yeah.
That's the part.
That quote right there.
Unfortunately.
Everything did change.
Obviously,
everything.
It hasn't.
No, it had to. I had
mm.
to do
it
something.
You look like a nice ass house, too.
Ross looking at the house.
Making it seem like.
You act like that's the only thing that I do. I have mad jobs, but they're not facilitating everything that needs to be done. So I got something extra. Only fans be breaking me off. What the fuck?
Come on, Keisha,
wow.
It don't matter when they breaking you off. It's the disrespect that comes with it.
What disrespect?
You couldn't come and talk to me about it.
Okay, well, we're talking about it now.
Can I have to find out on the fly?
All right then, but now, okay.
No,
so, wait.
I had to find out on the fly.
Wow.
So now you know.
Wow. Yeah. They're married?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Damn. That's cold.
And so?
That's cold.
So thoughts, because I don't know if this is real or fake.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things where...
But it is a conversation.
Just it's like, well... Just singing. But it's one of those things where it's like, if it wasn't that big of a deal, then why would you hide it? Why wouldn't you initially bring it to the forefront?
I just want to see what people think. Like, would you be mad if you dating somebody and they just do an OnlyFans without you knowing?
Yeah.
Because she used the quote, "My body, my choice." That's so it. If she take your
I'm
choice,
so tired of that quote going around.
What if your partner takes your choice away from them doing something that they feel financially assists them where they want to be? Like, where do y'all stand in that relationship? What would you know?
I mean, you can do what you want, but that don't mean we gonna be the thing.
Yeah, there you go. That
like I don't
clearly yeah. She might be. It might be. I hope he got a prenup or whatever it is. Because
well, my thing is honestly,
sometimes niggas gotta stay because it's like,
yeah.
So the one part that I do feel like is like a eye opener is the part where she was like, I mean, you knew who I was before you met me. That part right there is like, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, if she was that type of female,
then it's like,
that's kind of on you because GGs. You know who you with. Like, if she was out there doing that in the streets before you married her.
When you caught her.
Then it's like, what makes you, I'm not even going to lie to you. There's some strippers that turn into wives. Not saying they're all bad, but there's most of the time they're going to lean back into what they were doing before.
Is that a poll?
If times get bad. You know what I'm saying? If times get hard, shit, you going to do what you know. Yeah. And like she said, she was already doing that previously. So if she feel like it ain't where she wanted to be financially, you can't be mad at her if she go back to do what she was doing before because you was already clearly doing those things.
Whatever she was doing, I'm out.
I mean, if you're on OnlyFans, like she said, doing it to yourself,
I'm out.
That clearly tells you something in regards to something sexually related, right?
Yeah.
If it's just me, you know, based off of what you hear. Not saying this shit may be fabricated. It may be fake. Maybe they might have just planned this shit just to get some kind of publicity. You know, people do that shit nowadays.
But that's where the influence is messing it up because it exposes certain things like this and it makes it like this okay. It makes people think this is normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it shouldn't be normal. So I just wanted to get y'all our thoughts on that because I seen that this morning. I was just like, bro, that's wild. Like, fake or not, that's just crazy that whether they're promoting it to get people to go to her OnlyFans or not, that's wild. Like, bro, keep your stuff in your... I wish people would just leave their business in their bedroom.
That's like that whole little, you know, Will and Jada situation. Like, leave your own personal business in your own home. What we tell our kids when they go to school, what goes on at home stays at home. It don't go outside of home.
I'm tired of them damn tell-all books. Like, bro, just shut up.
Exactly. Like,
tell nothing. Leave it quiet.
Keep your shit to yourself. That's not nobody else's business.
Yeah. I mean, just like Dwight Howard. Whatever going on in his crib.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I had show Warren an interview that he had. Did you see the interview that he had?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently somebody was asking him what happened.
He kept trying to avoid. Well, he asked him. He said, "Are you gay?" You know, which he was like, "I mean, if you are, that's your business." He was like, "But it's my job to ask you.
Yeah,
I'm a reporter,
said,
so I gotta
report
show,
it. I gotta, you know, that's going around.
Yeah,
I got an opportunity to interview you. Why would I not address the most?
Yeah,
you know, popping topic or one of the most popular topics and." He just kept avoiding, like, bro, why? Why is that your business?
I mean, he kept saying, why is my life your business? Why? But he was like, hey, it ain't my business. He was like, what you do is your business. He was like, but at the end of the day, this is a media. I mean, I work for media. And at the end of the day, this is something that's going on right now.
People just want to know because, I mean, that's just people always want to be in your business. But at the end of the day, that just gave me my answer.
Yeah, it gave him an answer.
Yeah, it did. That's what I said, too. I said, well, I mean, hey.
Yeah, if he didn't say no.
Like.
Then I already gave. I mean, the rumors have been out for a long time.
Yeah, for a minute.
Like, there's been people that have come out and had conversations and well reported that he knew I was a man at one point, but he still did his thing or whatever. He was still messing with me, and then so these have been out, but it's now that, and then I think some allegations, some sexual assault allegations,
yeah,
are
about
being
something that happened,
and, and being directed towards them. So you know, we don't know how that's gonna play out as well. But is, you know, the answer. I mean, if he is, that's fine. Whatever. I don't give a damn.
Like
but
I said, exactly.
It's just the non-answer is the answer.
Yeah.
And I don't know if y'all heard about what's the name that's been in the news that plays Kane the Conqueror?
Oh, the black dude.
The black dude.
I'm sorry.
Really?
Nah, I know his name.
What's his name? I can't even think
of it. What's his name, Nisha?
Jonathan Majors.
Jonathan Majors. Yeah, there Majors, Majors, Majors.
Well, I think the lady that from was the allegation. Yeah, she was she charged with assault or something like that? I believe she was charged.
I remember them flipping.
She was charged with assault or something like it. It kind of flipped on her.
Yeah, because she tried to make it seem like it was him.
That was abusing her, but it came out that she had assaulted him. Let me make sure.
I got to get all the facts on that one.
Yeah, I don't really know.
Mickey Mouse is real. Mickey Mouse is backed.
Nah, facts.
They'll probably be able to hide your punches.
Nah.
It's too much. He got too much at stake. I'm watching Loki now.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I just knew they wouldn't finish just throw him out the window. Not that you done backed all of your next phase of movies based on this person.
Yeah, nah, he's an important part.
This rides a lot on this, how this goes, this phase. Because a lot of people are kind of magoo on it right now, with what's been going on. So, I don't know. I ain't going to say it's not true. I just want to get more facts. But if she did falsely accuse him, that sucks. Because a lot of people that get falsely accused don't even get the justice that's due to them. Whether it's been a football player or something like that, that went to jail and missed a career, probably potentially. Like, if you falsely accuse someone, I think you need to be able to, you have to serve that time, or they need to come up with something. Because sometimes people's lives just get, and y'all want to throw them $1 million. Like, bro, what's that supposed to do?
The media was crucifying him.
Yeah. No, but that's everything, bro. Like, as soon as something come out, I mean,
you got to think. Before we even know if he's guilty or not, they were handing him, like, the guilty sentence, which kind of forced, Disney and Marvel to kind of pull back on certain stuff, because it's like, he's getting this negative press, and he's supposed to be a part of this big franchise.
Yeah, no, that's wild.
I can't really find the exact source, but I do believe, like I said, it was
something where... No, I remember them saying that because he was going to court to actually refute it. And so I think more facts end up coming out about actually her being the one that had the issues. But as it comes out, because, there are going to be a lot of follow-ups on this story. So as it come out, we'll be doing our just due to make sure we look into it. So that way we probably can touch on the next pod, so that way we can see what's happening, what's going on, and like what's going on with the story. Because I remember even when he started talking to Megan Good,
people was
trying to say, oh, don't come to a black woman now that you got in trouble. And it was just so many different things going around about.
And she's been supporting him. She went to all his court hearings. She shows up with him in the press.
I just want to know what's the time period, though. Like, I do want to know, like, from when he was talking to this lady, because I think they were dating.
I think so, yeah.
She just got divorced, so I'm trying to figure out.
When,
like,
did they even get time?
All that time is kind of, like, confusing.
Yeah, that's the only thing I will say.
I did look at that, too, because I was like, wait, guard. She just, it just,
like, you
just
popped
it
up. Clearly, they was together when they had the altercation, I want to say. So, him and his lady had this situation, if I'm not mistaken about the timeline. Then he goes to this situation, and then next thing you know, Megan Good pops up. That was my only thing, like, kind of weird.
Yeah.
But
he had this altercation. She was married. She was going through her divorce. Then she got divorced. The preacher and then they're together. Right? Yeah. And then it's like, I'm just like, woof, that's a lot within, like, the last year.
Getting scary, huh?
Yeah. The timing is definitely questionable, but ain't none of our business. Hey.
And I do want to end on the Glorilla situation. So apparently, Glorilla, we were just doing a video about this, a reaction. Shout out to Arco TV on the Rogue page. So Glorilla dropped a song called Cha Cha.
Yeah, it's like a rendition of the Cha-Cha Slide, but with a drill beat. It's not good.
Gotcha. So I want to say Kai Cenat, the streamer, the popular streamer doing this thing, top streamer to me at this point, reacted to it. He has a relationship with her, so I could tell that his reaction, he was just like, nah, this ain't it.
Yeah.
You know, from it, and apparently she blocked him after that. Like, she blocked him on social media and his number and stuff. He tried to call her on stream, and he got sent to voicemail, tried to follow, go to her on Twitter, and she had blocked him. So he was like, bro, I know she ain't blocked me off of that. So when she went live, a lot of his supporters was on her live saying, unblock Kai, unblock Kai. And so it just started getting real from that point. But like Ross was saying, some words must have been had between her and her label, or she must have been getting a lot of heat, because he's a top streamer right now. So a lot of these labels and stuff are sending these artists to the streamers. Mm-hmm. Like, and I thought I was tripping when I was seeing it. I was like, man, ain't that so-and-so streaming? Ain't that? Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm seeing what the labels are doing to get the artists out there more, which to me is crazy because I'm like, damn, you this artist, you shouldn't need a streamer in order to get plays and
just to tap in, bro. They know.
I feel like if you that artist, like you shouldn't need to.
You don't see Drake having to worry about that.
Well, he kind of did that too. Drake too did, with the Sexy Red joint on his album.
Drake did play. I mean, he's one of the biggest artists in the world, but he did. You know, when Ninja, who was one of the bigger streamers at the time, mm-hmm. he did have a Fortnite session with him. He joined in on Fortnite and stuff like that. So, I mean, they know these labels.
That's different, though, Ross. That's not like... No,
it's not.
Because these people are going to Kai's and the other guys. What's the other guy's name? The Caucasian dude they be streaming to?
Aiden.
Yeah. They be going to his house. Like, yeah, I'm talking about, like, you know,
they
like...
was going to his
like,
house.
Like, Drake not doing that. Like,
yeah, true.
Hopping on a game is different. Like, that's cool. Like...
Well, a lot of artists aren't doing it.
Yeah. But I mean, still having the artist on the stream in any capacity is still...
Unless I've been knowing you mm-hmm. and you streaming and then we do something together, I think that's different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
or
yeah,
we
yeah.
develop a relationship over a long period of time and then we collab, I think that's different. But if I don't know you like that and then I get on stream to turn up with you like I've been knowing you, that's wild to me.
Yeah, no, I mean... It's the bag, bro. It's the money. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't knocking it for somebody else.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll never knock what somebody else choose to do for their money as long as it's not affecting me and mine. Mm-hmm. For me, it's just wild.
So after that, that's when,
she tried to backtrack, right?
Well, she was pretty much saying, he going to stay blocked. You know what I'm saying? He made his bed, he got to lay in it. So now.
How she said
it? Yeah.
How she said
it? I don't know the mixed accents.
If he made the bed, he got later.
Yeah, later. Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Later.
So
later.
If he made the bed, he got later.
Yeah, that's pretty much how she said
and
it.
She did a lip like.
So after that point, I want to say he's doing the jail stream right now.
He's not really in jail, but
he got, I think, DDG there now.
Different niggas could coming in.
Yeah, different niggas. What's that nigga name?
NLE Chopper was there.
Mm-hmm. What's the other? Drewski there? Drewski. Or whatever. So
I think they even had, what's that girl named? Trump? Tiana Trump?
I think she
probably. As a guard.
Yeah, that probably, that makes sense. So they're doing that, obviously. Stupid. Having a good time. I don't think Gorilla knows that they're not really in jail.
Yeah.
But... So maybe somebody at the label was like, yo, you need to fix this, whatever the case. But she went on Twitter after she had a, she said she's drunk.
Please don't say what you think you're going to say.
She drunk and she was like.
I'm so drunk, I might even unblock Kai.
Yeah, that's what she said. So.
Wow. Paraphrasing.
Kai pretty much was like, nah. Like he saw it while he doing the stream. He was like. Nah.
He said, if you make that bed, you got to lay in
there. You know what I'm saying? You got to lay in. So,
and they all got lit in the
They all
jail
turning
cell.
Up or whatever. But she goes on IG Live with her. And I DJ Academic calls them niggas the Renegoons. Because he's like, them niggas, she paying them niggas $8 an hour in a Subway sandwich to sit up there and crash out.
I'm done.
So you can't see their faces, really. You just hear them in the back. And you hear her talking, and she's like, yeah.
About this.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Motherfuckers do it for free, so imagine what you do it with some money.
Yeah, you know, we can find a jail. I'm like, bro, wait. You know he's not really in jail, right? And then she's over there talking about Free Kai, Free KC. I don't know how to pronounce his name. So Free KC, and fuck DJ Academics. And I'm just like, wait.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, like, what did he have to do with that?
Because I think Academics had one point said she going to cop a plea. Mm. And she ended up copping the plea with the whole freak causing that. I might unblock him. That's her copping the plea because initially she's like, I'm not going to unblock him or whatever. So that's when she started going in on him or whatever. And the goons in the back started going in on him. And at one point, like I said, it was weird because she was talking about, this is some street shit between me and Kai, me and KC. Like, free my home. Like,
yeah, that's wild.
Street? What are you talking about? No, this ain't.
I hope she's joking.
I hope so too, but it ain't looking too good because it's like, It's weird, bro.
Niggas in the back, yeah, we gonna pull up.
I'm like, why would you, first of all, why would you pull up to a jail cell? Second of all, he's not in jail. Third of all, what's up with this? It's some street stuff. It's not street.
It's always a nigga willing to throw his life away.
It's really weird. And at the end of the day, I mean, I'm sorry. If you got a whole bunch of yes men around you thinking that song hot, that's, it's not.
Watch me. Cha-cha-cha.
Yeah, no, that shit is not.
How does it go?
I don't know, but this shit is boo-boo.
How does it go, bro?
You heard it. We heard it in there.
It is trash.
We heard it on the reaction, bro.
I don't even remember how it go.
You don't need to. It's ash. It's not good. All right, I heard the song.
She couldn't put the camera on.
I don't know. Fuck, nigga. You need somebody to tell you that's not it. That is not it. You can't put a drill beat on everything, bro. You can't.
Trying to.
And it'd be different.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's bad, bro. And I don't even want this video to get copyrighted.
I think the first time she performed it was at the BET Awards, right?
I don't even know.
Or was it before that? That's my first. That was my first time hearing it.
It's not.
And
good,
I was
bro.
Like,
did she
what
say I ain't got a word? No, hell? I ain't got no words. Hakuna Matata, ta. My man. That boy is ta ta ta.
Yeah, it's,
I got Drake on me. I make that bitch sing la la la.
Yeah,
slide down on the ops and make him do the cha cha cha.
Yeah,
that sound like some shit you put like a kid put that song together.
It's not good, bro. And she has some pretty solid music, so.
Yeah, you know she actually wasn't bad to me.
Yeah, it's just that wasn't it. And that's okay. That's part of the game. You're not, oh bro, God, there's man. Been some awful bars for some of our favorite artists, some awful songs from our favorite. It happens. But bro, you got to be able to take criticism.
When you in the limelight, fam, when,
yeah,
you put,
bro.
When you put a product out, video, recording, anything, there's been a hell of people like, oh, I don't like this video. Yeah. I don't like this setup. I don't like this reaction. I don't. Give a damn, bro. If you ain't trying to be give constructive criticism to aid in what somebody doing, who cares, bro? Somebody gonna all some people gonna hate on you just because they can. Just mm-hmm. because they can do it and there's no way of you tracing them back legally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Legally, like people yeah. will just say anything just to be hurtful. Like it don't matter the situation. Like we said every time. When that time we thought the earth was finna get hit by an asteroid, they put the Jordan crying face on earth. Mm-hmm. Like niggas, if the earth can't get no sympathy, what makes you think you are?
Facts.
So, bro, just keep rolling with the punches. Have fun. It's hard to hate on good energy.
Mm-hmm.
Because when people just continue to have good energy, regardless of what people say, it's hard to continue to hate on a person like that. So, you shut people up by just continuing to stride and have confidence in whatever you're doing. So,
facts.
This track might not be for everybody. If you feel like it's hot to you,
yeah,
go cha-cha-cha everywhere you can cha-cha. And
yeah.
let that ring off because yeah. somebody gonna like it.
Yeah, somebody will.
But you doing this, these antics, that mean you were already kind of probably insecure about the track. And the first thing that somebody, the first negativity you got from it, you just went from somebody you knew. And it just shouldn't have went like that. It should have been way better than that.
Yeah.
I don't think he meant to be harmful.
He went. He said, I love Glow, but this ain't it.
Yeah.
That was a respectable one.
Very respectable.
And he even came out later and said, look, all right, bro, these labels hit me up. I can easily take the bag or whatever and fake it. But he's like, I can't do that.
Rather be real.
I want to be real with y'all.
Facts.
So, I mean, I can take the money and just make sure I say nothing but positive things, knowing damn well that ain't it.
We've been in that situation plenty mm-hmm. of times, bro.
Yeah, nah, bro.
I'm not selling my realness for
hey, I'd rather you, if you're going to pay us, hey, we'll tell you the truth.
Pay me for my honesty. Don't pay me to just come on here and, boy, did you hear that?
Nah,
the
bro.
Cat in the hat, you had a bat. Boy, that's the bar of the year.
And I can
niggas
respect,
be on here capping too. Like
I can respect people that
keep it real.
To hold that integrity because he's getting paid some big bucks. So.
Oh, for sure.
And
he don't need her. So
He don't. And that's the thing. That's why he's like, shit, you lay in the bed that you make. You know, I'm good over here whether you fuck with me or not. It's cool.
You got to later.
He's stupid, bro.
But yeah, man. Nah, it's getting real scary out here.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. That was crazy, bro. Like, yeah, I think that's a... we'll probably have to end it there, bro.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of... That's wild. It's getting real creepy.
Yeah.
Just, no wonder this is the Halloween pod because the streets is looking real spooky.
For sure.
It really is. Definitely. But hopefully you guys enjoyed it, man. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you guys running it up, man, for us. Keep on sharing these podcasts, listening to them throughout, commenting your thoughts with some other things that you want to hear us talk about and get on. don't get on the fit too much. You know what I'm saying? My costume didn't come with a button up, so I had to improvise for the time being. But yeah, let us know what y'all think about the track. Cha 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 is what it's three cha cha. Oh, cha cha cha.
Yeah.
Okay, got you. Hakuna Matata. Okay, I see. That's a bar though. She ain't got no words. Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, it's not good, bro. Don't.
It's, but yeah, anywho.
It's not it.
Yeah, it's not. But we love you guys, man. Keep on supporting us, man. Spreading that love, being love. Enjoy yourselves out there. Make sure you be safe.
For sure.
Make sure you keep on pushing love out there to the community and everywhere, because we need it. Nowadays. Sure. So catch y'all on the next one, man. Peace out.
All right. I ain't got no worries. A cool number. Ta, ta, ta. My man.
That boy is a ta, ta, ta. That's what she was saying. I got Drake on me. I make that bitch sing la, la, la. Slide down on the ups and make them do cha, 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 cha. This is an ITC podcast, man.